Hello.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. How may I help you today, please?
I've got a charge for $76.83 on my checking account from you guys.
Okay. Let's see if we can locate. I'm sorry. Okay. Let's see if we can locate an account. I've got your phone number right here. Let me see if that helps me, please, sir. Okay, how about a zip code, please?
That's what?
Your zip code?
49660.
49660. Thank you. Your first and last name, please.
Gerald Stanfield.
Stanfield. Okay. And you've got a charge. Let's see. Stanfield.
Yes.
Okay. Let me try. Does anyone else have permission to use your card, like a spouse?
No.
Okay. No,
just me.
I'm not locating. It's Gerald. Is that G-E-R-A-L-D?
Yes, Gerald or Gary. One of the two.
Gary. Yep. Okay. Let me look for Gary. Maybe that will help me out. I found you, Mr. Gary. Can you verify your address, please? Are you in Oklahoma, sir?
No, I'm in Michigan.
Crap. See, nothing is coming up with your zip code. When were you charged?
I was charged Friday at 8:57 last night. I was working, so I know nobody's made no charge of that because I have the card with me.
Okay, let me look here. Do you have the last four digits of the card, sir, please?
Hang on.
Yes, sir.
And what kind of company are you? It's listed as something about gadgets.
All right, I'm going to be honest with you, sir. We do gadgets. I'm a third-party customer service representative. I represent about 400 different online web-based companies. So I'm trying to find out, and if you were charged and you don't recall making a, purchase about 3 days ago?
No.
Paying shipping and handling on anything? No. Okay. What would the last four be, please?
9535.
Okay, 9535. 9535. Okay, let me put that in. It's searching for me now. You do say you were charged. You did say you were charged.
I got $76.83 or something like that.
Okay, let me go here and look and see, it's giving me about 100 different people. Let me see what I can find. And that's 6732. This number was on your statement?
Telephone number? There was no telephone number. I had to look up and find the number that I called.
Yes, sir. See, I don't think they gave you the right number because all of our charges here are 6732. I would contact the bank or credit card for a good number for these that charge.
I already did.
They gave me this number?
Yes.
All right, let me try. You have the last eight numbers of the card, sir. Well, no, let's try the first six, if you don't mind, please.
I don't know about that.
All right, see, I don't have an account coming up. With the last four, it's giving me 200 different people, but none of them have your first and last name. And you said no one else could use your card whatsoever, no kids or spouse.
No, and the name on the card is Gerald C. Stanfield, Jr.
Oh, C. and Jr. Maybe that will help me. Okay. Sometimes when it has a middle initial or a junior, see,
yeah.
I keep locating. Nothing is coming up. What's Stanfield? Yes, sir. I don't have an account. The only other way I'd have to look is with the first six numbers of the card.
Okay. First six numbers.
Yes, sir.
5-5-5-5-0-9-5-4.
5-4. Okay. Let me see if this helps us here. See, and still none of them have your name, but I do have. See, I don't have it. All of our charges are 6732.
Oh my God. The loads was.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to have to stop payment on it, I guess, and get a different card. Cause
yes, sir. Let them know you called us, and we can't find an account, so it looks like it is fraud, sir.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day, sir. Bye-bye.
You too. Thanks.